Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wilder Smith on the Gunflint. We wilderness folks are bidding November farewell, following the annual day of American bounty stuffing. Hope your Thanksgiving was a comforting time. On the brink of Chapter 12, December, area residents watched as Old Man Winter slipped into a listless, warm stupor last weekend. Those days saw a colder-than-normal month turn to a damp, dismal gray. With temps hanging out near the freezing point, fog, drizzle, drippy roofs, and sloppy roads were the order. It was unreasonably ugly. Thus, our meager snow cover was depleted, leaving barely enough to say we have white on the ground. As I pulled together this week's Gunflint story, there was promise of a return to what it should be this time of year. Sure enough, completing this week's scoop found the territory with a new coating of white. December has come on us in a flash. Let's hope the cold is back to stay and the great man of the north brews up even more forest flocking. Prior to the warm-up of last weekend, several mornings of both near and below zero allowed further ice enhancement in the upper Gunflint. A couple of the larger bodies took on their winter coat as both Seagull and Poplar Lakes sealed up on the night of the 19th. I don't have data on these lakes with regard to early hardening water, but it would seem this hasty ice on could be near a record. Meanwhile, Gunflint, Sag, and Loon Lakes continue teasing us, with their only ice showing as buildup on rocky shorelines from the pounding wave action. Last Sunday saw the Minnesota rifle season for deer come to an end. I haven't heard of many bucks being taken out this way. However, it has been reported that one fellow took a buck, which, when tracked down, had a huge buildup of ice on its rack. There's opinion the big fellow must have swam across Gunflint Lake from the Canadian side. Due to the frigid air temp during the aquatic journey, water splashing up on his regal crown froze instantly. Another hunter tells of being so well camouflaged while sitting and waiting for his prize buck, a wolf walked right by him and didn't even notice. It would be my guess the wolf was either so intent on its own hunting expedition or had a bad smeller and poor eyesight. In either case, it would seem both parties should be happy one didn't notice the other. While deer herd numbers are down in this part of the Arrowhead, it was a pleasant surprise when a mama and her offspring showed up in the Wildersmith yard a few days ago. Along with tracks in our snow along the Mile of Pine, we can confirm at least some have survived both predation and a bad last winter. The frosty blast of week 3 saw a terrific increase in air traffic to border country bird feeding stations. Both outgoing and incoming visitors at Wildersmith are of the customary varieties. The bulk of our winged folk seems to be a larger than usual number of those jet blue arrivals. I'm speaking of the blue jay bullies. It must have been a great reproductive year for the blues. An unusual and lone grackle has also landed and apparently found our provisions to its liking. This iridescent black beauty has been here for several consecutive days. In comparison with other frequent flyers, this guy or gal appears not one bit intimidated by the squawking jaybirds. It will be of interest to see if it continues to hang out or is a bye-bye birdie. Another feed trough returnee made a nocturnal visit last week. Although it was not specifically observed, one of our neighborhood pine martens came by investigating the menu offerings, leaving tracks all over the snow-covered deck. I can't tell if it's been back, since the melting snow has eliminated my tracking opportunities. I have cordially invited the critter to return by offering a couple of Martin menu favorites, those poultry pieces. It won't be long, and all of our winter critter friends will be here in the comforts of Wildersmith. This is Fred Smith at Wilder Smith on the Gunflint, and that's all for now. Keep on hanging on and savor the charm and mystery of our December cold little spirit moon.